And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the musical play Boys from Syracuse by Richard Rogers and Lawrence Hart, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, Evelyn Case. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sir, what would you do if a beautiful girl, one you never saw before in your life, came up to you in a strange town and insisted you were her brother-in-law? Well, that's the problem that Evelyn Case and I are going to try to unravel in The Boys from Syracuse. And incidentally, that's Syracuse in ancient Greece and not my hometown up in good old New York State. My name is Antipholus. I was separated from my family when I was scarcely more than a baby and grew up without ever having known them. When I had attained some measure of success in life, I searched all Greece for a trace of them, but in vain. Now, on my way home to Syracuse, I stopped for refreshment in the town of Ephesus. And as I left the tavern...
Dromio! Dromio, wait!
I'm afraid you've made a mistake. My name isn't...
Now, Dromio, I haven't any time for your pranks. Adriana is waiting for you, and she's practically beside herself.
Adriana?
Your wife, dear, remember?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I don't.
Dromio, you mustn't go home in a mood like that. My sister will never forgive you. After all, you've been gone for months.
I have?
Dromio, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. Maybe it's you. Do you often have this effect on people you just meet?
You haven't just met me.
That's funny. I feel as though I have. I was on my way to Syracuse, but if you're free for the evening...
Free for the evening? Dromio, what's wrong with you? You're my sister's husband.
I'd rather be yours.
I'd make you a very poor wife, Dromio. I don't believe in love.
Well, why on earth not?
Perhaps because I've seen too many marriages like yours. I've learned a lot about love from you and Adriana, Dromio. I think very little of it. Falling in love with love is falling for me. Falling in love with love is playing a fool.
To believe that? Do you expect me to actually believe that falling in love with love is falling in make-believe? Falling in love with love is playing a fool. Oh, caring too much is such a juvenile fancy.
come, Dromio. You've had your little flirtation. Adriana's waiting.
My name is not Dromio. Why won't you believe me?
Because I know you are Dromio.
All right. Take me to your sister and you'll see that I'm not Dromio.
My husband. Oh, Dromio, at last. You've returned to me. Thank you, Luciana, for bringing him to me.
Somebody's crazy. Maybe it's me.
I've been so lonely all these weary months. Did you bring me the gold chain you promised me?
Gold chain?
Oh, Dromio, you promised.
I did? Well, if I promised, I'll have to get one.
I have a gift for you. I'll get it. It'll only take a moment.
Well, Dromio?
I don't understand any of this. My name isn't Dromio. I never saw that woman before in my whole life, and the only reason I haven't left already is because I do care whether I see you again.
Don't talk like that, Dromio. I can't listen. I mustn't listen.
What did she call you? Luciana?
You know that's my name.
I don't know anything about you. Yet I know everything. The way you suddenly do know everything about someone you've been waiting to meet. You know, if I was married to you, I know just how it would be, Luciana.
The shortest day of the year has the longest night of the year. The longest night is the shortest night with you. The smallest smile on your face is the greatest kind of embrace. And a single kiss is a thousand dreams come true. Your softest sigh, that is my strongest tie. There's you, there's I. What can time do? The shortest day of the year has the longest night of the year. And the longest night is the shortest night with you.
My sister's husband.
I've told you I'm not.
You almost seem to be someone else, and yet I know better. I must go.
I'll never let you go. Luciana, listen to me. I am not Dromio. My name is Antipholus. I never was in this town before. I'm just one of the boys from Syracuse.
Dromio, do you think I'm mad enough to believe such a tale?
Well, one of us is mad, I know that. That doesn't matter. I'm in love with you. Do you understand that? I've never been in love in my life before. I was beginning to think I never would be. And then you came up calling me Dromio. In that silly little way of yours. Well, I was gone.
How can we be in love under the circumstances? We're not in love.
How do you know?
I know how I feel.
Well, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
Well, so do I. All right, we both feel fine, so we're not in love.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sorrow, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sorrows, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dear.
Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved.
This can be love because I feel so well.
But still I
are you kissing Luciana?
I am not Dromio, and I am kissing Luciana.
Oh, Luciana, how can you do a thing like this to your own sister?
I don't know, Adriana. I think I must be touched with madness today. He said he was not Dromio, and for a few moments, I'm afraid I almost believed him. I'm sorry, Adriana.
Luciana, wait, don't go.
I never want to see you again, Dromio. Is that clear? I never want to see you again.
And I never want to see you again either, Dromio. Never, never, never.
I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see.
Here is the second act of The Boys from Syracuse, starring Gordon McRae and his guest star, Evelyn Case. I walked out of Adriana's house feeling very mixed up. I also felt like a heel, which was a little unfair, considering the fact that I was not Dromio and not her husband. Couldn't understand what was going on. Why wouldn't they believe that I was one of the boys from Syracuse? Well, down the street I saw Luciana, and she was talking to a group of friends, and they were certainly raking the male sex over the coals.
here to talk to you.
You're going to talk to me, whether you like it or not. Come on, we're going someplace where we can be alone. I took her hand and I made her come with me. We found a quiet park, and there I tried once more to tell her how I felt about her.
Let the winds of the seven seas blow my good ship where they please. I can never sail away from you. Though my bark like a shell is hurled to the edge of this flat old world,
don't say that.
But I am. I can take care of myself.
I'll follow you. I couldn't live without you.
Don't you dare. And don't think I can't live without you. I'll laugh. I'll be gay. I'll play with every man I see. I know how to live. Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat. If their song is sweet.
Your luncheon and you'll get dinner, dine with wine of choice. If romance is in your voice,
I heard from a wise canary, trilling makes a fellow willing. So little swallow, swallow now.
Oh, now is the time to sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds aren't dumb.
They don't buy a crumb of bread.
It said, don't sing and you'll be fed.
Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always be. If that song is sweet. You'll get dinner, dine with wine.
songbirds aren't dumb.
They don't buy a crumb of bread.
It's sad. So sing and you'll be fed.
But you're not like that, Luciana. You belong in my arms.
Oh, Dromio, I know it.
My darling.
Luciana, I've been hunting everywhere for you.
Now, Adriana, please don't misunderstand. I just happened to be to meet Dromio in the park
but this isn't Dromio.
See?
This isn't Dromio.
No, Dromio.
What I said, I told you that a long time ago. I'm not Dromio.
No, it's Dromio that's home because he brought me the gold chain.
Dromio's home?
He certainly is. And this terrible man who's been annoying us. He must be Dromio's twin brother. The one who was lost in Syracuse when he was a baby.
Your husband is my brother?
I'm afraid so. And I must say he's far nicer. Come along, Luciana. I'll rescue you from this upstart.
Adriana, if you don't mind, I don't think I want to be rescued.
No. Well, suit yourself. I'm going back to Dromio.
See? See, Luciana, I'm not Dromio. He's the brother I've been searching for. But now I'm really in no hurry.
I'm in no hurry either. By the way, what did you say your name was?
Antipolis from Syracuse.
I'm very happy to meet you, Antipolis.
Very happy to meet you.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs.
This can be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky.
My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to
much, ladies and gentlemen. Evelyn Case will be back in just a moment. And our thanks to Katie Lee, who was Adriana, and our entire company. The musical play, Boys from Syracuse, by Richard Rogers and Lawrence Hart, was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week, this time by the American Railroads. Right now, with summer just beginning, may seem like an odd time to be talking about next winter's fuel. But that's just what high government officials are talking about in urging a nationwide program of summer fuel buying. The Secretary of the Interior urges, in the public interest, that all consumers of oil, liquefied petroleum gas, and coal build their own fuel stockpiles during the summer months. And the Defense Transport Administrator says that the wise consumer will lay in maximum fuel supplies during the off-season in the fuel trade. The railroads, who are called upon to transport so much of the fuel you burn, join these government agencies in urging that you ensure your fuel needs for next winter by putting in as much of a supply as possible now. Here again is lovely Evelyn Case. Well, Evelyn, I'm certainly mighty glad that my twin brother came home because you're the one I wanted to sing duets with all along.
I wonder where your brother was. Do you suppose he might have been having a date with your next week's show?
Well, it's possible. Because next Monday we're presenting The Merry Widow with Nadine Connor as our guest star and Jack Kirkwood as an extra added attraction in the role of Papa.
Well, then I've got a date to listen. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Evelyn. Thanks for a wonderful performance tonight.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, this is Gordon McRae saying,
Goodbye.
Appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroad. And now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.